1-800-940-5555. That's 1-800-940-5555.
Here it is, friends. A Friday morning, and Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader is here to regale us with tales of cinema. He is the entertainment editor of the River City's Reader, and he also does, I think, yeoman's work on that calendar, letting you know what's going on around town.
Yeah.
In all of its varieties. You're still doing the live thing? The Mammoth Show?
I'm still doing the Mammoth Show. Yeah, they haven't fired me yet, which is good.
You're the lead.
How about that?
In Speed the Plow.
Don't know what they were thinking.
Where you play Swifty Lazar. What's his name?
I do. Bobby Gould. Producer extraordinaire. Get to use my Yiddish cadences that I've been developing since childhood.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's a stretch for you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so many dead relatives are spinning right now. But yeah, it's a blast. It opens next week Friday. Yeah, come see it.
We'll leave that alone.
These are the relatives that are buried in the I know nothing section of the cemetery, Mike Schultz.
Hey, when you're named Schultz, you got some skeletons. That's all I'm going to say.
It happens. Look, let's talk about the movies that you've seen. And let's mention that this segment, we're about to give away a 4-pack of movies to go see anything you like at Rave Motion Pictures. Isn't that right, Darren?
That's right. Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. If you sign up like I did, well, then you got your showtimes for the weekend like I did. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and, of course, they have the IMAX theater.
I was confused last night. We went to the movie. Jenny and I had the date night there and went and saw the Lincoln Lawyer. And when you go in the theater, there's the box for the 3D glasses. And I thought, is this thing going to be in 3D? Because I am done. I'm out. They just have those boxes everywhere.
Yeah, they just keep them there for safety, I guess. Everything will be that way someday.
Lincoln Lawyer, by the way, I thought pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good.
Not awesome.
Fun.
I wouldn't buy it on DVD. Nope. Don't need to ever see it again, but had fun of the movies
good,
for a couple
strong
hours.
Flick.
That was part of your 2 weeks in a row that was pretty good, right?
Yeah, it was a good one. I like that.
Here's the other thing, and I don't know if a lot, because I went into this knowing very little except for what you told me, Mike.
Yeah, but you know what? That's okay.
No. Most times it's better to not know anything about a movie going into it.
I think so, yeah.
You know, you always have a better time the less you know. I didn't realize Josh Lucas was in the movie.
Yeah.
And that's
I haven't seen him for a long time.
Well, it's always confounded me because he's always been to me the poor man Matthew McConaughey. Right. So the fact that these two are going after each other.
Yeah.
Not since Julia Roberts and
Kira Sedgwick.
Potter. What's her name?
Monica Potter.
Potter.
Oh yeah, that's creepy.
When they were in a movie together, it was like,
that's nutty.
And they played sisters, which made all the sense in the world.
Amy Adams, if she stars with Isla Fisher.
That's got to happen sometime,
one of these
right?
Days.
Wouldn't
come
you think?
On. Yeah,
Amy Adams, by the way, going to be Lois Lane in the new Superman movie.
Yeah, I like that.
A movie they're filming in Chicago.
That I did not know.
Yes. Yeah, Metropolis is going to look an awful lot like Chicago.
Just like in The Dark Knight, right? Where Gotham City was Chicago.
There it
Interesting.
Is.
Interesting.
So what did you see since the last time we talked?
Sucker Punch. Oh, for the love of God. Sucker Punch.
Was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
Wow. Really offensive. Really kind of awful.
I mean,
the whole idea is this 20-year-old girl is like beaten and it's implied raped by her stepfather, gets sent to a loony bin and is about to be lobotomized, and then she slips into this fantasy world where she's this high-end hooker in Catholic schoolgirl outfits with all these other hookers in leather, and then she slips into another fantasy world where they're killing dragons and Nazis, and it's like, what the hell is going on in this thing? And which would be kind of fun if it was at all exciting or thrilling or scary or funny. It's nothing. It's just a whole bunch of... It's a lot of Zack Snyder images. Everything's desaturated and everything's in slow motion. It's slower than
and
hell.
And at the end of the day, she gets the lobotomy.
And she gets a lobotomy. It's
does
like,
she
all
really?
Right,
does
you
she
know?
Really?
It's
like, she doesn't escape from anything.
It's, yeah, there's no point whatsoever. It's like, yeah.
Well, that's
I guess
too
I should
bad.
Have thrown out spoiler alert. But I mean, seriously, the needle is going into her head and then she slips into this fantasy. It's like, well, she's not going to escape from this.
Just
this
because...
is all... The last moments before death, of course you think of yourself as a high-end hooker.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's what
so
I plan
it's
on
like,
doing.
Right?
Yeah, there are worse things a girl could do.
Wow, it was just terrible. Oh, man, it was bad.
Like, yeah. Easily the worst movie of the year?
No, I saw Big Mama's House. Yeah. Don't even start with me.
Still not as bad as Big Mama's
House. No, because, I mean, it's not that Zack Snyder isn't talented. I mean, he can make images. Yeah. His movies look great. You know, they're cool to look at for 5 minutes. But, yeah, it's just death. It's awful.
No, it's death, all right.
He didn't like it. All right.
Okay. Didn't care for it, but I did have a really good time at Diary of a Wimpy Kid, too.
Yet again.
The series works for me. I don't know what it is. I think it's because I go in with just ridiculously low expectations. Uh-huh. Like, you can't go wrong. It's got really smart, funny kid actors who are, you know, kind of let off their leash. They're a hoot. Steve Zahn's kind of funny. It's a good time.
Yeah.
If you're a grown-up going alone. I mean, I always look weird at those movies. It's like, who's the freaking middle-aged man sitting there alone?
Well, that's why
watching?
You need to go in there with the big laminate that's oversized that says,
Critic, for the love of God. Yeah, you know, I always do feel bad about that, but not bad enough to stop,
Well, the
I
thing
guess.
Is, too, you can't walk... You can't dress up in such a way with like an overcoat, and a hat, and glasses,
and a paper bag. Yeah,
that would send the wrong message. Yeah.
Right.
It's not something you want to do.
This is going to make it even worse.
Yeah, I sit in the front row, so everyone knows. Okay, I'm here. I'm not sitting in the back being weird. You know. So yeah,
that's a shame. That's a shame you have to go through that sort of thing.
That noise you hear is me flossing my teeth. So, you like Wimpy Kid, hated Sucker Punch.
There we go.
Yeah. And that was it.
In a nutshell.
Those are the two things.
That's it. Yeah, it's all that opened. We get more this weekend, though.
Well, let's start with Hop. An out-of-work slacker accidentally injures the Easter Bunny and must take responsibility for him as he recovers. The Easter Bunny, EB, is played by Russell Brand, and Fred the Slacker played by James Marsden. Not someone you think of as a slacker. Kind of playing against type, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
But here's
cleans up all right.
Here's a clip from Hop. Oh, at least it would have been if I had the right thing plugged in.
Ah, dope.
Oh, this is humiliating.
Jeez, right. The perils of live
here's
radio.
Hop.
Frank, but I'm special.
Well, we're all special.
Ha, you're not getting it. I mean, I'm really special.
What are you doing?
See?
Jelly beans?
Mm-hmm.
So what? So you talk and you poop candy. You're doing someone else's life.
No, you're right. It's not your concern. And in 2 weeks, maybe you can explain to the children of the world why they didn't get their Easter baskets.
Easter?
Oh, yes, Fred. I am the Easter Bunny.
There's a scene in the commercial where... Mm-hmm. Where the bunny is hugging the girlfriend of the Marsden character, and he's like breathing in her hair in a really creepy way, and I die laughing every time I see that.
He's awfully warm.
Yeah.
I don't know. This preview, it makes me laugh. I Russell Brand works for me. I listen to him and I start giggling, except that Arthur thing is coming out and that scares me to death.
Yeah, you'll be on board with my Russell Brand hatred once that
Arthur movie's
out.
I know you hate him. Yeah, that's right. Darren, your thoughts?
You know who Russell Brand is? He's England's Penelope Ann Miller.
Oh, no. That's mean.
I've never seen him in anything.
You never saw Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
All I've seen is what him wandering around and like, doing interviews
MTV
or whatever.
And stuff. All right.
That I don't care for.
Okay.
That does nothing for me.
Yeah, well,
but, I haven't seen him in any movies, so I can't really say.
Interesting. Okay.
But, but just the first blush... Not my cup of tea.
Okay. Also opening today, we have Source Code. Jake Gyllenhaal, part of a government experiment that enables him to cross over in the last 8 minutes of another man's life.
Over and over again.
This is a trailer, and I don't go to the movies that often, but I've seen this trailer like 50
times. Yeah, they've been playing this a lot. Yeah,
and
he keeps getting hit in the face with a train, is what I've seen.
Yeah, over and over.
Here we go again. Again, I get hit in the face with a train.
Here's a little something for you from Source Code in theaters today.
You're acting a little strange this morning. You okay?
Check it.
Did I do something?
Look, I can see that you think you know me, but I don't know who you are. My name is Captain Coulter Stevens. I fly helicopters for the U.S. Army in Afghanistan.
Sean?
I feel sick.
Okay.
Yeah. It's by the director of a movie called Moon. Did you see this with
That's
Sam Rockwell?
David Bowie's kid.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Duncan Jones.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited about that because that was a good trippy little sci-fi flick. It was a fun one if you get a chance to rent that.
So this has possibilities.
Yeah. Good cast. Jeffrey Wright and Vera Farmiga and you know
that drove me nuts because when I saw the trailer, I'm like, how do I know her?
Mm,
that's the chick from Up in the Air.
Yes. And the Departed.
And Departed. Oh yeah. Of course. Yeah. She's great in that. Also opening today. I don't have clips for you, but a movie called Insidious. This is a horror movie. What can you tell us about it?
I can't. I know it's a haunted house movie of some kind, right? And it looks like it has a possessed child or something.
Josh and Renai have a happy family with three young children. When tragedy strikes their young son, they begin to experience things that science cannot explain.
Ooh, sounds like Pet Cemetery. that creepy little thing. Yeah, I don't know much about this at all. I like going into horror movies, especially that I don't know anything about. That's kind of fun.
Yeah,
I bet it's no Funhouse.
No, Funhouse. Wow, I haven't thought of that in a long time. Yeah,
the creep that lives in the Funhouse.
Yeah, it's a Toby Hooper movie, I think. Right?
Could be
early 80s.
Yes,
yeah, it's
right. Around 81.
Yeah, it was a. Seeing that at age 12 was pretty disturbing. Yeah, okay. That haunted my dreams for a few years.
And
Funhouse.
Is that it?
Well, unless you count the PG-13 rated The King's Speech, which has been re-released in theaters in family-friendly format.
Okay, but is the R version still out there?
No.
What's
I mean, it exists, but...
But it's not at the R theater?
No.
See,
PG-13 or bust.
I know nothing of The King's Speech, although everyone that I know has seen it says it's great. But the only thing I know is the scene that everyone tells me about is when he just starts doing his F-bomb tirade, and it's supposed to be the best part of the whole movie.
It is. It's the best part of the whole movie.
So they're taking that out?
That's
so that
gone.
Your kids
so
can
don't
see
go
the movie?
See that.
That's
Because I haven't seen it.
I have ideological problems with that, I guess. You know, it's like this thing won Best Picture.
Right.
How about
you're going to chop that up.
Yeah. I mean, when the DVD comes out, though, I'm sure they'll have both versions available and stuff, but, you know, that means... I don't know. I'm not a fan. Remember when they re-released, this is dating us, Saturday Night Fever in PG format in the late 70s? It feels like that, where it's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't mess with it.
Yeah, wait for it to come out on TV.
There's nothing wrong with the R-rated version except for the one F-bomb. See, I mean, that's it.
Didn't they do the same thing the last Tango in Paris?
Yes. the F-bomb and the stick of butter, of course, didn't help either with that one.
They made it margarine.
Exactly.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren in the ninth caller right now at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. Gets a four-pack of movie passes to Rave Motion Pictures. They're on 53rd and Davenport.
Yep, visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and, of course, they have the IMAX Theater.